BC is returning a 312-hectare parcel of land near Scutts Falls to two First Nations in the Cowichan Valley as part of an interim pre-treaty agreement. The agreement between BC, Lyokesen First Nation and the Cowichan tribes was signed in the Scutts Falls parking lot on Saturday with about 150 people attending. "Today, we are realizing some real justice together," said Premier David Eby. "Everyone in every community needs and deserves a place to call home." Indigenous dignitaries and local and provincial elected officials from across Vancouver Island and BC were present for the signing agreement, an event that involved songs, dances, and gift-giving of blankets, paddles, art, and cedar boxes with carved feathers inside to leaders of the three signing parties. Lyokesen Nation and Cowichan tribes are holding the land in partnership until there is a plan to divide it between the two, the province said in a statement. The land transfer is part of an incremental treaty agreement with BC, the details of which will be released on Monday. BC purchased the land from Mosaic Forest Management for $8.55 million. The land transfer holds particular significance for Lyokesen, who have advocated for reserve lands on Vancouver Island for four generations. Prior to colonization, Lyokesen had a winter village at the mouth of the Cowichan River. Currently, the nation's three reserves, a total of about 790 hectares, are on Valdez Island, a Gulf island that has little to no infrastructure. Valdez was once home to the village of Titic, the second-largest Hulkuminam-speaking community in the Gulf Islands. Today, there are no permanent residents on Lyokesen Reserve lands after most of the community moved away in the 1940s. Lyokesen has 232 registered members. There was an attempt to re-establish a community in the 1980s, but that was eventually abandoned due to the lack of electricity, running water, and reliable transportation on Valdez. The nation's yearly summer visits to Valdez are made via water taxi as there is no ferry service. "It was an emotional day for Lyokesen Chief Pahalictun, who said that the agreement was only made possible from standing on the shoulders of the giants, the many Lyokesen leaders before him. We raise our hands to each and every one of you," said Pahalictun, whose English name is Richard Thomas. "Your strength and your resilience has kept our community alive, has kept us motivated." Lyokesen will use the land to establish housing, a health center, a band office, a cemetery and a community gathering place, he said. Pahalictun thanked Cowichan tribe's leadership for their collaboration on the land transfer. "We are deeply honored that you have stood by Lyokesen in a way that no other communities have done." Cowichan Tribes Chief Cindy Daniels said she looks forward to working with Lyokesen to divide the land parcel in accordance to Kawatsin's Nawayo, or teachings. "The Hulkuminam-speaking peoples have lived in this area for millennia," she said. "Our people would build innovative fishing weirs along the entire river. With this interim treaty agreement, we are coming home and can start to realize new opportunities for our citizens," said Daniels, who is also known as Sulsul Zumat. "The transfer will help alleviate the housing shortage facing the Cowichan tribes," she said, adding that more than 2,200 members are on a housing waitlist. Pahalictun, who holds the Lyokesen Nation's hereditary chief title, announced on Saturday his intention to retire from the position after more than 30 years of service. Lyokesen Treaty negotiator Shana Thomas is expected to step into the role following Pahalictun's retirement. Thomas, who has worked with Pahalictun since 2001, said she hopes to see construction within the next 2 years. "Of particular importance is the establishment of a cemetery so that Lyokesen members will no longer have to be buried across Vancouver Island on the lands of other nations," she said. Cowichan tribes and Lyokesen are both part of the Hulkuminam Treaty Group, which has been negotiating a treaty with BC and Canada since 1996. Brian Tom, a University of Victoria anthropology professor that specializes in Aboriginal title rights, said a treaty agreement is unlikely until ongoing legal battles over a former fishing site on the Fraser River is resolved, he said. "Unlike the rest of BC, treaty negotiations on Vancouver Island are further stymied by the fact that most of the land is privately owned, a result of the E&N Railway land grant in 1884 that brought the colony of British Columbia into the Confederacy of Canada," Tom said. Governments don't come with a mandate to negotiate private land unless there's a willing buyer-seller arrangement, which are few and far between, he said in an interview. But Tom, who was involved in Hulkuminam Treaty Group negotiations from 2000 to 2010, said incremental treaty agreements are a good way to show progress to both participating First Nations and the public. We all want to come to an agreement. An incremental treaty agreement can sidestep the negotiations so that First Nations can gain benefits sooner, he said. We're acknowledging that those issues are still happening at the negotiating table. We're just going to solve this one little problem so there's an immediate benefit. Midgelow@timescolonist.com.      to comment on this article, write a letter to the editor. Letters@timescolonist.com.